Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to Native Blood. I was going to play a song for you guys, but it did not load like it was supposed to, so I do apologize for that. My name is Karen Miles, and this is my dear friend, Bright Sun. Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Drifting Sun. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Good.
I was in there wondering why my song didn't start playing.
I was waiting. Waiting for our most sacred Cherokee morning song, yes. Yes. So we've got pouring down rain here and thunderstorms, so I'm just praying for that no one will experience tornadoes this time. So.
Oh, my gosh, it's terrible. The weather here has been bad, too.
Yes, everybody is getting the tornadoes, and that's not a good sign.
No, not at all. I'm hoping that this, you know, passes soon because
yes.
It's terrible with all that, you know, it's been going on.
Yes, very much so. But I thank you for having me today. It is an honor, a joy, and very much a pride of our culture to be on Native Blood. And I know that our program today will be wonderful. And I'm following you, and
well, it's the beginning of powwow season.
Yes.
So, we were discussing this earlier, and we'll just share some of the stuff that goes on at powwow and how it starts. And so, you've been to more than I have. Yeah, I think
well,
it's great. Who better than start off with telling us about powwows than you?
Well, thank you, but you know the culture also, and you live it and breathe it every day like I do, and you know you are Drifting Sun, and you know, along with your beautiful name, you have the knowledge, you know, of our very sacred holy men and the reservations across the United States, and all the reservations, as you know, hold powwows, and also off the reservations powwows are held, and like you just said, it is powwow season, and you and I were talking about the different events that take place at powwows. So if you, you know, would you like me to start off with a subject of the powwows, or you want to?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I'm familiar with the powwows, but I think you're more knowledgeable in explaining.
Oh, thank you. Well, let's see. Let's begin with the dancers. I think that the people that come in to see our powwows that are the general public are not always familiar with the powwows and how the dancers take their place in the circle, and how there is an arena director that watches over the dancers to make sure that their regalias are complete. And that, and of course, they always announce if there's going to be a special hoop dancer and a grass dancer. And then, as you know, the ladies have their dances, the traditional, the fancy dances, the jingle dances. They're absolutely beautiful to watch, most gifted to watch them dance. And but yes, you know, the men have their war dance, their fancy dances, and the sneak up dance, and which I love. That's probably my favorite. And then there's the two-step, you know, that the couples come in and dance, and the lady gets to choose who she wants to dance with. So I say let's, you know, give thanks to the dancers because they make the powwow what it is, you know, along with everyone else, the flute players, you know, there are so many gifted flute players out there that play along with the wind, and they take you to different places in your spirit, and they travel when they play, and they go, you know, they think of something that they're going to play, and then they go, their spirit travels along with the wind, and you know, and there are so many that get in the circle that I'm a traditional ladies dancer, and I can only say that once you enter it, there is no other feeling like it. It's a pride. Our culture and our heritage means so much to us as the ladies dance together. And then there's the intertribal, when the ladies and the men dance together from different nations and different tribes and so on. And it's a joy beyond what words could say. The feeling gives you the utmost pride as you look up to the skies, and you may see a hawk or a bald eagle fly by, or an osprey, or you know, the birds of prey, and it's just a joy. And and then of course, as you know, the powwow is also made up of vendors from all over. They come from everywhere with their different specialties that they have, is such as the flutes, the ones who make the flutes, the herbs, such as the sweetgrass, sage, cedar, and skins, the leather, all different types of different things that are there. You can always smell sage burning from all the vendors, and then there's the ones who have the t-shirts, such as Sonia Tyler from North Carolina, who I've been close to most of my years, and she is a beautiful person and takes care of the t-shirts and moccasins. And and then, of course, when it comes to food, you have the different food vendors who come into the powwow, and, you know, they make the buffalo burgers and the fry bread and you know, the Indian tacos and different things like that. And then we cannot forget and must uphold the prayers and the pride of our drum, mother, the heartbeat of Mother Earth. Our drummers are everything to us. We gift them with tobacco, a tobacco bundle. The drummers, they with the way that they can sing and they drum as the dancers are dancing, sometimes words cannot even express what you feel. You look over with pride. Sometimes there's more than one drum. Sometimes there's two or three. And they take turns, Cedar Tree being one, Deer Creek, Rising Water, Falling Water drum. I could go on and on with the names of the drums, but those are just a few that travel in the Virginia area where I live. And I love to stand by the drum and just listen, you know, without saying a word. You know, you're allowed to stand there and just take it all inside of your heart and your spirit and watch the dancers. And when the drum stops, of course, the dancers stop with the drum, and it's as if they're not two. It's as if they're one all together. And I can't say enough about the drummers. The Arbor Drum is everything to us and is blessed and purified at every powwow. And it is a beautiful sound. It is beautiful to hear, even when you're getting out of your vehicle and walking toward the powwow. You know, you hear it, and right away your feet want to move as you're walking, and you know, you want to start dancing, and it just puts that native spirit, you know, right into your whole being. And you can spend all day there and never once ever, you know, completely circle the whole powwow. You're always going to a different vendor, or you're always at the circle watching the dancers. You're always there listening to the and watching the drum. You know, it's beautiful. And the arena director is always chosen, the MC. And one that I've known for years is Chief John Blackfeather, and I can't say enough about he is a wonderful, wonderful chief, and with a great sense of humor. Sometimes he'll get on there and talk like he's on the radio and say a radio station and say pow, wow, pow, you know, and he'll make you laugh, and you know, and it's very sacred. And my experience with the powwows has always been a beautiful one, a joyous one, and to be able to see people that actually watched my son grow up. And I know that you've been to powwows, and you know the feeling that I'm talking about. There's no other feeling than to be able to run around and, you know, go to everybody and you know, and you meet new people and you reacquaint yourself with people you've known all your life.
Right. I enjoy the powwows. I can look back and think about the first one that I went to, and it was just so different than what, you know, what someone would expect to go. And, you know, and I recommend, you know, for people to go to a powwow, you know, at least once, you know,
yes,
and spend the day, because it's a lot different than some of the other stuff, you know, that you would go to. But this, there's a very high energy, high spiritual feel about the whole entire ceremony. Mm. And my very first one that I went to, I knew at that point where I belonged. After just spending a few hours, you know, and watching the dancers, it was, I belong here. Mm-hmm. And I felt such an overwhelming pride,
yeah,
you know, and a sense of belonging. And that was the first time that I'd ever had that type of feeling. So
yeah,
I'm very into the, you know, the native culture, because that's who I am.
Exactly. That is who you are. And yes, it is high energy. The dancers give you that if you're around the circle, what, you know, as they're going, especially grand entry. Sometimes, you know, it takes an hour or more for the dancers to enter, and the MC introduces them as they're going in, and you're so proud. Especially, you know, if you know them and you're seeing them go in. Me, you know, I'm even, you know, even though I carry my regalia with me, I just love to walk around in a pair of blue jeans and a native T-shirt and just be comfortable, you know, and have my bracelet on and things like that. And then, you know, I'll have somebody tell me, "Bright Sun, you know, why haven't you got your regalia on?" You know, and I just want to relax today. You know, but then there are days that I go, okay, you know, I really do need to get out there, you know, and it is. Me too. I would tell anyone, if you really want to see what we are about as American Indians, go to a powwow, especially a traditional, very traditional powwow, and experience the love between all of us, each other, and the love that you see in the circle as they're dancing, and how, you know, you their faces are full of joy and pride, and, you know, and they will dance to the very last minute before the powwow closes down for the evening. And, you know, even though I kind of like to be in jeans and just walk around and visit everybody and everything, I'm very proud when I stand there and watch Grand Entry and watch the dancers go in. And then when they call for intertribal, that's when I wish I had my regalia on, because I love intertribal to go in and dance. But, you know, to stand next to, you know, the heartbeat of Mother Earth, and to know that that is a part of our culture that has been with us from, 500 to 700 years ago, that the drum, whether it be a personal drum or whether it be the arbor drum, it's been with us. And there never has been a time where there hasn't been a drum. And I can only say that for anyone who goes and visits a powwow for a day or two, that drum never leaves you. It's always in your spirit, and you can hear it even after you've left. And I'm very proud. And, you know, no matter which drum comes, they're wonderful. And their voices echo the winds and the trees and what have you. And being as traditional as my father raised me to be, I learned early on in my childhood how to appreciate that beat, and how to let the beat go down from your head to your feet, and appreciate who is behind that drum and singing and using every ounce of vocal cords they've got to really sing the songs of Mother Earth. And it's amazing. I was at a powwow at the Holowistapony powwow one time in Hollister, North Carolina, and the drummers were all singing, and there were young ladies singing behind them with everything that they could give it to, and their voices were beautiful, and it made me so proud. And you know, the powwow itself is so colorful. Their regalias are colorful, you know, but that goes everywhere, you know. No matter which powwow you go to, you're going to see the most beautiful regalias your eyes have ever, you know, seen, and you know that.
Exactly. I know that, well, you kind of connect when you go to a powwow.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that when I went, that's what I did. I mean, it opened my eyes completely at that point.
Yes.
And, you know, you don't forget the drums. You don't forget the sounds, you know, or the smell of the food that's being made, you know, while you're there. And, I mean, it's just an amazing experience. You know, and there's a lot of people that do not understand that these ceremonies are not done out of bad intentions. I've heard that. You know, I've heard people say that before, and they're absolutely wrong. You know, it's a celebration of life and everything on, you know, on the earth. You know, the trees, the plants, the rocks, you know, the water, everything.
Everything. That's right. It's everything. You know, I can only say, you know, that you are right. It's everything that surrounds you. There are different powwows, you know, that some people have their, you know, more favorite powwows than others, you know, but, you know, it, no matter where they are, you know, everything that's around you, like you said, the rocks, you know, the waters, you know, the Mattapani powwow on the reservation, you know, the Mattapani River runs right alongside of us, and as the powwow is taking place, you know, higher up, almost on a cliff, you know, it's beautiful, and the bald eagles are flying, and, you know, and the drum travels with the river, and it's a lot of, you know, a favorite powwow because it's so traditional. And you can walk around the reservation itself, you know, and visit the trading post and the museum and all, and get to know, you know, everyone there. And that was something my father, that whom I lost a year and a half ago, he loved. He would make it a point to go there because he knew everyone out there, and it was absolutely, you know, incredibly beautiful. And you know, always we could predict the powwows. It was, and this is a funny part of it, with a little sense of humor to it. If we named a powwow off, we named it with the weather, because there were certain powwows where we knew that one would rain that day, so that was the rain powwow, you know. And then there were those that had the beautiful sunshine and, you know, coming down, and we knew that would be a beautiful sunny powwow, you know. So we kind of, you know, would laugh and say, oh, well, we know one sure thing, it's going to rain, you know, for that powwow. And sure enough, it did. So it became the rain powwow, which is a Chickahominy powwow. It does that. It rains all the time, so it gets muddy. There's no grass there yet, and your shoes get filthy, you know. But nevertheless, that the drum makes, you know, makes you stay, and everything. And and then Mattapani and Upper Mattapani. Well, Upper Mattapani is hot. So that's kind of known as the humid powwow, and we always related it to weather, believe it or not. Our culture has so many things that people don't understand, that traditionally that are amazing, you know, and our culture shares with people who want to learn by example, by the powwows. And there's so much to learn. If you stop and you talk to the vendors, you know, they're there to share with you, you know, what exactly, you know, they're there for. And that's sort of like a good point, you know. They're there, yes, to sell what they have, but they're also there because they're dedicated, and they're dedicated to the culture. And our culture speaks for itself when a powwow is going on. But then, you know, from that point on, you really have to realize that powwow is there for us to learn as well as anything else. And Well, you know, you know that. I mean, you know, as you have traveled, you have seen, you know, the different powwows and the different areas and things. So, you know, you share with us, you know.
Right, and it's, you know, it's a great culture, and, you know, and a lot of, you know, to go up to the powwows is just a great thing to do. You know, I enjoy going and hope to get to go this year because I think it would be great to take my daughter and let her get involved in.
Oh, very much so. Oh, very much so. They, you know, they would love to get Sarah out into the circle, you know, and, well, you know, Dancing Rain, rather. I call her by her native name. And she is the next generation coming up. The elders would cherish the fact that here is the next generation out there dancing, you know, and it, you know, will come so natural to her to be able to dance with the, actually, the two generations before her, because there's the elders and then there's our age, you know, generation, and then her generation coming up, and, you know, and it would be beautiful to see, you know, her be able to get out there and dance. I think that it would be great, and I'd love to see that myself, to see Sarah get out and really, really, really listen to the drum and dance with her heart, you know.
So, I agree.
Yeah.
Well, do you know that we are now down to our last 3 minutes?
Oh, my goodness. That went by. Well, we shared with everyone about our native powwows, and should we express to everyone to please share and go to a powwow in your area with everyone that may be listening at all, you know, enjoy them. They're there to learn by.
Exactly. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening to us. This is the first new show of Native Blood, so we're hoping to bring you many, many more shows in the future.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take us out with Cherokee Morning Song. Hopefully I get it to play this time.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. So, guys, this is Karen Miles and Bright Sun, and we hope you have a great evening. Thank you.
Aho.
Yeah. Thank you.